We continue now with Halacha Gimel, the final Halacha of Hilchas Treifos. Inyan Chai Treifos. Again, the concept of the fact that the Shulchan Aruch mentions that there are 18 kinds of Treifos. Ki Kosav Rabbeinu Zal B'maymar Hatzila Mecherev Nafshi Me'at Kelev Yechidosi B'Simen Nun. Rabbeinu Zal writes in Chapter Nun in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which is entitled Hatzila Mecherev Nafshi, Sheyesh Mayin Mesukin, Shehu Bechinas Shmiras Abris, Veyesh Mayin Meroirin, Shehu Pegam Abris. There's a terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh. The term Mayin Mesukin, sweet waters, represents Tikkun Abris, the Zera Dikdusha, and when it uses the term bitter waters, that symbolizes Pegam Abris. And the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh talk about this, that when there's pegam, when things are not right by the Yidden, then when they offer a korban, kavyochol Hashem sends the image of a dog to grab up the soul of the korban in a sense. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran Torah Nun, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. And we know that our eating today is in place of the korbanos that they brought in the Beis Hamikdash. As the Gemara says in Brachos, Shulchan Mechaper Kamizbeach. The Gemara says, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, if a Jew did a sin, he brought a korban to the Mizbeach, and his sin was atoned for. Today we don't have the Mizbeach. Shulchan Oishalodon Mechaper Kamizbeach. A Jew's table, if he eats bigdusha, if he eats kosher food in the right way and everything, then his eating is like a mizbeach. V'alkein tzorich sheyeh sholei mikol chai treifos. And this is why a person has to see to it that the meat that they eat should be whole, should not be damaged, defective at all, from any of those 18 kinds of treifos. Ki chai treifos heim bechinas pegam habris, Shehu Tzadik Chai Almen. We know that the bris is always referred to as the tzadik. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Man tzadik, man denotar bris. A tzadik is one who has shmiras habris. And the tzadik is always known by that number chai, tzadik chai almen. So just like shmiras habris is chai, pegam habris is those 18 treifos, those 18 types of defects in an animal. Now you'll understand why the Torah says that if an animal becomes treifa, what do you do with it? Throw it to the dogs. Ki oz kalbanochis. That corresponds to what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when a korban is posel, a kelev, the image of a kelev, comes down to take up the korban. Ubaze mechubor mashesiem shom rabbeinazal maima rabbeinazal. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'm going to do you a very big favor. If you look in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that chapter is about 40 lines, let's say. And 38 lines are like one topic. The last two lines, or the last few lines, Rabbeinu Zal throws in a little curve, like he mentions something that doesn't seem to be clearly connected to what he wrote about before. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'm going to show you, based on this introduction, I'm going to show you the connection between what Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end and what he said earlier. At the end, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a Gemara which says, "Hai bar beirav diyes Yosef betanisa," that if a rabbi fasts, let a dog eat his meal, you know, because a rabbi needs strength. He's got to teach students and everything. He's got to have koyach. If he fasts when he's not supposed to, and thereby weakens himself and he can't do his job properly, the Gemara says something, you know, nasty about that. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shelech lechoyra ein chibur shom. If you look at the Torah without what we just learned, it doesn't seem to be connected. He's talking about the korbanos, and he's talking about a rabbi. What does one have to do with the other? Ach be'emes gam ho achilo hu bimkoim korban. But as I just reminded you, our eating today is in place of the korbanos that they brought in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Ukishe'enoi oichel bekashrus koroi chas v'shalom. And when a Jew doesn't eat properly, 100% kosher, you know, in spiritually, physically, azai kal b'leichel. Then, like the Gemara says over there, let a dog eat his meal. You know, if the Talmud Chacham fasts when he's not supposed to. ועל כן צריכים שתהיה הבהמה שלמה מכל חי טרפוס. And therefore, an animal whom a Jew is going to use for meat, before the sheikh at Shechzik, you got to know that that animal does not have any of those 18 defects. Ve'oz ha-maychol oyla b'kdusha. Then that food can be elevated, can be heightened into the kdusha. Ve'nichlal be'bechinas tzadik chayalmen. And it plugs into the kdusha, the tzadik chayalmen. Ve'oz aryeh nochis l'meichal korbonai. And then the image of a lion comes down to eat his korban. The lion represents, you know, the kedusha in this case. V'alkein ikar ha-trefas toli bereya. Now you'll understand also why the main bedikos for trefas is in the lungs. Ki horeyo hu bebechinas shmira sabris. Because the lungs are also associated with shmira sabris. Shehu shmira sadas. We know that shmira sabris has a major effect on the brain of the person, the thinking, the seichel of the person. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Reish Chof Hei. Shal yidei horeyo neskayim leichus v'shamnuna saguf. Rabbeinu Zal explains that the heart is always beating quickly. It's generating heat. If the heart were beating, generating heat, and there were no cooling system, the body would dry up. All the liquids of the body would dry up, and the person would dry. That's why Hashem put an air conditioner in the body. He put a ventilation system, the lungs. They cool down the body from the heat that's being generated by the heart pumping and pulsating the whole time. So the lungs are what ensure that the liquids of the body are retained. The liquids including also the zera, the bris kodesh. Shaydezeh ikar kiyum hadas. That's what sustains the brain. The brain, Rabbeinu Zal says that the brain is symbolized by a candle burning. And just like a candle burning, you have to feed it oil. As soon as the oil is used up, the fire goes out. So too, the brain of a human being, if the liquids in his body are wasted, chashom, if he emits, he's poigim and zera levato, those kind of things, he's throwing out the oils, the liquids that are supposed to nourish the brain. So here again, the lungs play a very important role here, because if not for the lungs, the liquids would dry up. The lungs are what makes sure that those liquids remain intact. And that's also what ensures that the bone marrow, the liquid in the bones, which is called moyach in Hebrew, moyach shebat samois, should be retained. Shehim bechinas mayim mesukim. That's what's referred to as those sweet waters. That moyach shebat samois is also part of those sweet waters. Bechinas kolatz moisai toimarna. As the pasuk says, my bones speak. So we see the bones symbolize something alive. And that bone marrow inside, that liquid inside, is called the moyach shebat samois, which is nourished by the, which is sustained by the lungs. So the reya has a very important part in this union of tikkun habris, shmiras habris, protecting the moyach. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says, v'anshei kodesh tihyun li. Now Rav Nosson is going to tie together a few things here. In one pasuk it says, you should be holy Jews, ubosar basoda treifa lo yisechel, and therefore do not eat treifa. Kikol mokim shatamoitze geder ervo atamoitze kedusha. Because the Medrash says, wherever you see the word kedusha, you know it's a geder erva. It's speaking about a fence around pigamabris, you know. So that word kodesh means watch yourself from pigamabris. Anshe kodesh to me, be kodesh. How? Don't eat treifa. Uboso so the treifa lechim. Ki shmira mechai treifois. Because by a Jew avoiding those 18 kinds of trefois, that's tikkun habris. That's shmiras habris. V'alkein oz nikroem anshe kodesh. And then we earn that title to be holy people. This is halacha gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, hilchas trefois halacha dalid, nichlelas bilchas shchita halacha dalid oistes. If you look in Hilchas Shchita, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Tes, there Rav Nosson Zal discussed Trefois. So he says, that's my Halacha Dalid for now. V'halacha Hei nevda kenichtav leil. And unfortunately, Halacha Hei was lost when he taught, as we heard before, that the whole series of Halacha Hayes, pages and pages of Halacha Hay, of Dogim and this, that was all lost when that one of Rav Nosson Zal's notebooks was lost when they threw him in prison and he had to run away, he had to leave his home, all that bilbul, and they confiscated some of his writings at the time, all during the Machloikas, Rachmanu Litzlan.